We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. We are beginning two lines from the top, end of the line. Amamar, we learned in a Braisa, Hashoichet b'muchini shchitasik sheira. Someone uses a wheel, a pulley, to bring up the knife around in a circle, and it checks the behema. The loch is, it's kosher. V'atanya, we learned in a Braisa, shchitasik psula. We learned shchitas psula. Now, it's first of all, it's important that Brisa, even muchni, it's b'di'evet. Shchitas k'sher is b'di'evet. But we have a Brisa that says shchitas psula is possible b'di'evet. So what's the chiluk? What's the difference? It sounds like a muchni is kosher b'di'evet. Then we have a Brisa that says muchni is possible b'di'evet. Like kasha ha b'sarna de pachra ha b'sarna de maya. There are two ways to get the pulley going. Either it's a sarna de pachra, something that the people, the pottery makers, use it. And they pull the wheel with their own koyach, with their own power, either with the string or with their hands. That's where they pull the wheels. It's called koyach gavra. Masha'inkein, a sarna de maya, is that what they do is they open up the floodgates, and that makes the wheel start turning. And therefore, that's not called koyach adam, and therefore that's possible with the evet. Now, why is sarna de pacha asal chatchila? Otu sarna de maya. Therefore, it's otu sarna de maya. So that's the first answer to the kasha. Rebbeinu say another tarot like this: Avad the sarna de parcha is mutter. Maybe it's mutter chatchila. But Rebbeinu say mahava the sarna de maya. The two brises are both talking about a wheel that moves with water. Now, what's the tzad that's kasha b'di'evad? It's not koyachah. The more kasha b'koyach rishon b'koyach sheni. So it's a shaila had a taich exactly what this means. Rashi sounds like this: There's one type of wheel that is right near the water source. And I open up the dam, and the water comes shooting out, and immediately it turns the wheel and makes a shechita. So that's called koyach adam, because my opening the door immediately makes a shechita. The other way is, it has to make a few rotations before it makes the shechita, so that's already not koyach, it's koyach sheni. It's not my direct, it's a grama more, it's not a direct maisa, it's a secondary maisa. It happens, I open the water, it makes the wheel turn, and then afterwards the shechita happens. That's why one is kosher with the eved, and one's pasul with the eved. And obviously, the reason why it's only b'di'evet is because otu the two type of wheels. V'chiyodim ra'apapa, when it comes to ritzicha, ha'imah the kafsi l'chavre, someone ties up his friend, v'ashkola b'tkramayi, he opens up a torrent of water. He opens up the water, shoots at him, and then drowns him. U'mis nidars, chay, ma'itami giridehu, it's his ma'isa. Giridehu ha'imah, it's his ma'isa, which means his arrows. V'hanimili, ra'apapa said, v'koyach rishay. What does koyach sheni mean? He's further away. Like Rashi says, shekashu v'rochak v'mayim holchusham. So therefore, it's potter. Now, Shaila is, why is that also called my ma'isa? So it's different pshatim in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim say is, but when I open up the torrent of water, the first water shoots out. That's my power. The water that happens afterwards, even though that's already a grama. So if someone's far away, it's not the first torrent of water hits him, it's the next part of the water. And therefore, it's called koyach sheni. So the bottom line is, so that's how we answer the stira in a sheikh b'muchni, is koyach rishon and koyach sheni. Yosef Rav, acharid Rav Chia. Rav is sitting behind Rav Chia. Rav Chia kamei the Rebbe. You know, we always learn that Rav Tano Apalig, and we know Rav Chia was Rav's uncle, both of them learned by Rebbe. They learned by Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who was one of the last Tanayim. So they moms learned by Atana. Rav and Rav Chia are like half Tanayim. Rav Chia is a shikl half Tana for sure. And Rav, even Rav, Tana Apollo, because he learned by Rebbe, like you see right here. We have over here Yosef Rav, Acharid Rav Chia. Rav is sitting behind Rav Chia. Rav Chia came to Rebbe. But Yosef Rebbe Vekama. Rebbe was saying, Shir, Rav couldn't hear well. He had to always ask Rav Chia exactly what Rebbe said. But Yosef Rebbe Vekama. Not that he couldn't hear well, he had very good ears, but Rebbe was talking to Rav Chia, and he had to really find out what's going on. He heard some things, snippets. V'yosef Rebbe kamar, and Rebbe was saying, "Minayin l'shchita shuvatalosh." You know, Rebbe's shchita is, we had this on yesterday's daf, that Rebbe holds that you have to have talosh. Now, what's the makar for that? That the shchita has to be by a detached knife. Shneema, it says in the pasuk, "By Avram Avinu and Yitzchak, we brought the case. Yitzchak, we got some achelas lushchay." See, he took a knife. Why take a knife? There's plenty of rocks in Har Moriah. Why does he have to take a knife? There it says, you have to have a talosh. So Amalei Rav Rav Chia, my comma, what's the Rebbe saying? Amalei, so Rav Chia answers, "Vav dechziv afusu kamar." It's like riding a vav on a branch on a big piece of wood, a log, and you're going against the grain. So the vav looks like a bunch of chopped up pieces. It doesn't look like a straight vav. So that's what he's saying. Because Rav Chia, we know, holds. We had this on yesterday's daf. Rav Chia holds his kosher b'diavad by mechubur. So he was saying, I don't like what he's saying. So Freitag Gemara, so this is one pshat Rashi. Rashi is an upshot. We'll go with that pshat. Freitag Gemara va krokama. Isn't Rebbe have a raya from a pasuk? It says machelas. So Gemara, no, Zerusha Avram Kamash Vlon. It's just saying that Avram was, he wouldn't find the rock in Har Maria. So therefore, he brought with him a machelas. That's not a rai, he needed a machelas. He wanted Zerusha, he's Mizuras. He's very careful with his mitzvahs. He made sure to have a machelas. Therefore, it's not a rai to the Shaila. So Akapanim, that's the machelikis, Rebbe and Rav Chia, if you need talish or not, that's the machelikis lemaisa. Now we're going to go into the discussion. Legabe talosh of Shev Chibroi, legabe other things besides v'shchita. Amar Rava, come back to shchita on the Ba'am and Amud. Amar Rava, pshita li, it's possible to me that talosh of Shev Chibroi, le'inyin of Yishchavim have a talosh. I'll explain what that means in a second, but we're saying that talosh that was detached and I reattached it, legabe v'rezar is considered talosh. What's in the gate? Amar Mar, hamashtachav alabayah shaloi, if someone bows down to his own house, osu, it's osu. Now, the reason it's his own house is you can't ask for someone else's house. But I can make my own house at Avodah Zarah. The halacha is, if you worship something, it becomes Asar Hana. So here, you can make your own house Asar Bahana. Now, if you hold that Talosh, so if Chibra, a bayis today is called Mechubra, but it was once Talosh, you build a house. So if Yisak Daitach have Mechubra, it says in the Pasuk, Eliheim al Aharim, Veloy Aharim Eliheim, that you find Eliheim, Getchkes on a mountain, but the Harim, Veloy Aharim Eliheim, Veloy Aharim Eliheim, but the harm are not Eliheim. So the harm can't become, Mechubah Kavah can't become Avodah Zarah. So therefore, it must be, if he's telling me that the bias is Aser, you must hold Tolosh Rev Chibroi is definitely not a har. And it makes sense, like Rashi explains, because a har is something Mechubah Likroi. So all you see in the Pasuk is a har can't become Avodah Zarah. But something that was Tolosh Rev Chibroi becomes Avodah Zarah. What's the Shaila? Le'in Hechshaz Ram is the Shaila. And the Mar first wants to say, Le'in Hechshaz Ram Tanoi, Tzavachlikas Tanoi. So just a little akdama before we see this halacha of Hechsher Zeroyim, then it'll be very easy to read. There's a din that in order to have, for Zeroyim to become Tomei, it has to become wet with one of the mashkin, the Zayin mashkin, seven mashkin, like Yayin, Dam, Dvash, Chala, that's the different mashkin. It only is considered Hechsher if it's done Ladas, done Berotze. Now, there is an interesting halacha that if the water comes here Berotzein, even though it didn't become wet on my Zeroyim Baratzin, that's enough. That means if I fill up a pitcher of water because I want to drink it, and then a pepper falls into it, it's Hechsher. I didn't want the pepper to fall in, but since the water was put in the Baratzin, that's enough to make a Hechsher. And there's another halacha. That water that falls on Mechubar is not Hechsher digger water. That water cannot be Mechsher, because it really comes from, because then every single fruit in the world and every single vegetable will have Hechsher. It rains sometimes, and that's usually how it grows. That's not called Hechsher. Hechsher by Mechubah does not help. And that also doesn't mean that if the water came here on Mechubah, also doesn't make it into Beratza. Those are a few Allah. Zokta Mishnah, like this. That's not. A koif a ka'ara al kaisel. Someone covers the kaisel with a ka'ara, with a big bowl. Bishvil shetudach. And he wants to wash the ka'ara. That's why he put it here. Now, that water that comes into the kara, is that Berat sign? Yes, I want to wash it. So now, if a vegetable falls into it, it becomes Hechsher. But if I cover the kaisel, because the kaisel shouldn't get wet, so I don't want the water here. If I carry it, I don't want the water here. So ain't a bechiyutan. Then it's not bechiyutan. That's not called ratzin. So far, so good. But the Mara has a kasha like this. Hagufa kasha. Amrit b'shvil shetudach, harez bechiyutan. If you want the ka'ara to get washed, that's kobaratzen. Habashil sheyudach ha'kaisa, is b'chiyutan. If I want the kaisa to get washed, and that's how water falls there, that's not kobachiyutan. Why not? Because the kaisa is b'chubar, and therefore it doesn't work. So, habashil sheyudach ain't b'chiyutan, because it's b'chubar. V'had tani, after it says like this, b'shil sheyilka ha'kaisa. If I don't want the kaisa to get wet, I cover it, ain't b'chiyutan. Habashil sheyudach ha'kaisa. Let's say you put the ka'ara there in order to send water to the kaisa. Mashma, that would be a raise of a chiyutam, because I want the kaisel to get wet. What do you mean? You just told me the kaisel is mechubar. So it's a stira. In the ratio, it sounds like the kaisel is considered mechubar, and the shvilsha tudach, the kaisel would not be hochsher. In the safe, it's mashma, it's only because of lo yilka. But if it's tudach to get wet, then it would be b'chiyutan, and it's not considered mechubar. So make up your minds, the kaitz called mechubar or not. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Tavra Mishanazu, Lo Yishanazu, Taka Machalikis. The two halves of the Mishnah is Machalikis. And so you see, Talush, the Lubsayev Chubra, which is a kaitzel, is Machalikis Tanoim. Machalikis Tanoim. That's Pshat number one. So that's what we said. Talush and Chubra is Machalikis Tanoim. Rav Papa says no. Papa Amar Kulacha Tanu. It's all one Tana. And everyone holds Talush, the Lubsayev Chubra, holds that it's called Talush, not called Machubra. Okay. So what's the Shaila here? So what's the, what, so what's the Shaila? So this here, read it like this: Habakaisel Ma'ara, Habakaisel Binyan. One's by Kaisel Ma'ara, which is Mechubra Meikra. The other one's Kaisel, which we consider Talish of Chibra is Talish. Well, come Hakayfa Ka'ara Al Kaisel, which is Tudach, that the Kara should get wet. There is Mechutan. Habakaisel Tudach Kaisel. If the Kaisel should get wet, ain't that Mechutan? Why? Because it's Mechubra. But Medvam Burim Kaisel Ma'ara, which is Mechubra Meikra. Habakaisel Binyan, which is starts of Talish. Then make a Mechubra. Then besfil shalay yilka kaisel with the end of mechutan. Only because I don't want the water here is the end of mechutan. Ha besfil shayudach ha kaisel. Raise that mechutan. It will be mechutan. Why? Because talosh of sef chibroi was saying sai by the zaras to the talosh and sai by zram also it's kila talosh. We still maybe it's mechutan tanoim, but we're coming to know it's considered talosh. And the next gemara will continue talosh of chibroi legave shchita. What's the halacha?